Gerard, Jerry, Butts is in the spotlight as friends and family remember the long-standing Guelph resident for his humor, honesty and talent. An actor with Guelph Little Theatre, Jerry starred in The Elephant Man in 1987. Over time, he went on to direct and produce award-winning plays for the theatre company and others across southern Ontario. Jerry's service, skill and work ethic led him to be designated a lifetime member of the GLT. To become a lifetime member, that means you have done everything from acting to producing to directing, writing, box office and many hats, said Lynn McKinty, an actor and publicist who was a member of the GLT with Jerry. He was gifted, I think he was very giving of himself and unassuming, but gifted in the sense that he was very gracious in sharing his heart and of his gifts and talents. On October 22, Jerry passed away at the age of 68 at Guelph General Hospital. He is predeceased by his daughter Samantha and older brother John, who passed away 2 days prior. On Sunday, the Guelph Little Theatre will be holding a memorial service for Jerry from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. at 176 Morris Street. Janice Butts, his wife, said Jerry had been suffering for a long time before finally choosing to let go. I was beside him the whole way, because that's what you do when you're married for life, said Janice. Jerry's passion for performing came at an early age. Growing up with five siblings, Jerry and his two older brothers were involved with drum corps. While attending Bishop McDonnell Catholic High School, Jerry starred in four productions. Lifelong friend Lorne Bennett participated in one of those plays with Jerry. Bennett said his father was the best man for Jerry's dad and he grew up visiting the Butts family. If there was something he wanted to do, he did it and that's got to be inspirational to some people, Bennett said about Jerry. While at Bishop McDonnell, Jerry met Janice. They were both 15 when they began dating shortly afterward. The couple married after Jerry finished his first year at the University of Guelph. I was the best man at his wedding and he was the best man at my wedding, so I guess the tradition continued, said Bennett. After graduating with a degree in biology, Jerry took a few jobs before settling into a 30-year career with the Canadian Cab Company. Janice said the role allowed him to continue to pursue his love of acting. When he wasn't working, Jerry enjoyed camping, birding and watching movies. The crossover is pretty cool, said McKinty. People know him through Canadian Cab, but they really do know him through acting and directing, and often you'll get people coming out from that industry to the theater because Jerry was there. While involved in Guelph Little Theater, Jerry was also part of other theater groups in Allura, Owen Sound and Galt. Many of Jerry's plays were in the Western Ontario Drama League Festival, where he either acted or directed. Janice said his acting career led him to meet many people who were impressed by his honesty and work ethic. He had many friends, many opportunities and he took every single opportunity offered to him, and even took the time to enrich other people, said Janice, adding Jerry led acting classes and if the GLT needed someone to help with lights or the box office, he was there to help. In his personal life, Jerry was known for his empathy and integrity. In 1989, Janice's twin sister passed away suddenly, leaving her and Jerry with her children. She said Jerry loved those kids like they were his own. When we had our own daughter, our world was so full and so challenging, and he never backed down, said Janice. He never said, no, sorry I can't do this, he never backed down when things got tough. While the couple has gone through challenging times together, Janice said they loved each other and that is what mattered. We've been together for 47 years. It's been ups and downs like every other relationship, but I wouldn't have spent it with any other person.